Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 22. The Reverend Phil Krupski is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside of the law, not being outside of the law of God and under the law of Christ, that I may win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I share with you verse 19 of our text again from 1 Corinthians 9, where Paul said, "For though I am free from all, I've enslaved myself to everything that I might gain the many." In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. One of my favorite childhood activities, sometimes I wish life was as simple as it was when I was a child, was to do those dot-to-dot drawings. You know, the ones that either a teacher would give you one page in school, or maybe there was a book, and go through and do those. And you trace from dot to dot. You know the routine. Trace from dot to dot, guided either by the numbers or the letters. And as you move from dot to dot and completed the entire task, voila, at the end, you had drawn a picture. And with my limited artistic ability, that was about as close as I would ever get to drawing a good picture on a piece of paper. Yet I realize now, as I live out my life, I think that activity of connecting all those dots sort of had an impact on the way that I look at life today. Life is often about connecting dots, stringing things together so that they sort of make sense, whether that's in the work we do or the people we care for or whatever it might be. We're connecting dots, trying to make sense, trying to draw beautiful pictures. But life is not easy. Oh, if only it were guided by numbers next to dots, that all you had to do was follow from one dot to the next. Certainly not that easy. But nonetheless, it is our mission. I really believe that as we read Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 today, that he was attempting to connect the dots for his hearers, for his readers, both then and for us now. In the context of this entire chapter, Paul was emphasizing the fact that at least while he was working among the Corinthians, he had never taken a wage for them for his work in the gospel. He was entitled to it. He could have claimed it, but he didn't do it. And there was a reason for it. Because Paul was so focused, he said, "I know that if I do that among you Corinthians, there's going to be some of you who are going to stand up and say, Paul is just selling the gospel. He's making a profit off of sharing the good news." And that would make Paul shudder, because Paul had only one purpose, and that one purpose was to share the good news of Jesus Christ, his life, his death, his resurrection, our forgiveness, our redemption, our inheritance in the eternal kingdom, and to emphasize that all of that was free, that you cannot earn it, let alone buy it or pay for it. So the gospel, free of charge, is what dominated Paul's perspective. And then, in the words of our text for today from 1 Corinthians 9, St. Paul emphasizes that there were really three main points that were guiding his mission. The first one, he says, I am free from all things. What did he mean by that? I'm free from all things. Certainly, he addresses freedom. Galatians is a big place where Paul does that as well. We are set free by Jesus. Oh, the freedom, the liberty that comes in Christ. When all of a sudden the shackles of what has enslaved us, sin and death and the power of the devil, are set free so that we can live a brand new life in Jesus Christ. So I am free from all things, he says. But then he says, number two, that in that freedom, he has enslaved himself to all things. Seems kind of antithetical, doesn't it? I'm free from everything, but I have enslaved myself to all things. What did Paul have in mind? It was his work of evangelizing. That's really a word he used earlier in the chapter. That he was evangelizing. The word evangelizing just means to announce the good, to preach the good news of the gospel. And so, in order to be focused on that work exclusively in his life, it required him to enslave everything about his life, all of his passions, his desires, his energy, his resources, all of that was enslaved to that one task. I've enslaved everything, he said. And then the third point, as we read in verse 19, he says, that he might gain many. For Paul, there was only one purpose, to share the gospel with all the people with whom the Lord gave him the opportunity, knowing that God would be faithful through the proclamation of that gospel, and the Spirit would transform lives, bringing them to faith, making them children of God and heirs of eternal life. Now, when Paul says that he was enslaved to the purpose that he would share that good news to be an evangelist, it is not to say that Paul thought that by his own effort and his industrious work that somehow that was going to be the cause for all these people being saved. For it is Paul, after all, who wrote Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to all who believe it. But these words of Paul here in 1 Corinthians 9 do help us to understand that Paul understood the purpose of his life. His life wasn't trivial. It wasn't defined by personal pursuits. It wasn't by reaching his end-of-the-year goals. It wasn't about the size of his retirement accounts. For Paul, everything in his life was about evangelizing, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, to be a good announcer of that good news. So for us, we can't help but challenge ourselves this morning and to ask, so what's the purpose of our life? How do we connect all the dots of all what seems to be all the disconnected things of life? How do we connect them all under one purpose? What is your purpose? Do you know? Well, I've grown convinced in recent years that I can understand what is most important to me by the things that annoy me the most. What do I mean by that? Just the other day, walked into the store, was going down the aisle with a cart, and there were two people standing in the cart, in the aisle with their carts sideways, going after it in a conversation, enjoying the conversation, blocking my way through, and instantly I felt this agitation that was overwhelming. I didn't say anything, fortunately. It reminded me that for me in that moment, it was about efficiency, about getting things done because I got so many things to do in life. Same thing might be true when I get overcome by my frustration with somebody. I was caught in traffic the other day and somebody zips up the wrong way on the street I was at to try to get in front of everybody else because they were more important than the rest of us sitting in that line of traffic. And it got me agitated, and I thought, there again, it's about my right to be first. That was what was important at that moment. Maybe you get agitated when at work somebody doesn't do their part of a joint project. And then you realize what really matters most to you is getting things done and getting recognition for things accomplished. Maybe a family member doesn't recognize your every whim for what's important to you or how you wanted to celebrate a certain day. Because for you, it's not about sharing your life in Christ in the family. It's about you being acknowledged for who you want to be acknowledged. Find the annoyances and you start identifying what are the things that we are making to be most important in life. And then you put all of those dots up on a board and you find out how disconnected all of those things are. Instead of being the good announcers of life in Christ, we're simply those who pursue things that fancy our hearts the most. We are often nothing but a collection of disconnected dots. Paul needed to remind himself, and he reminds us as well, not just of the urgency of his mission. Oh, for sure, you can feel the urgency of that mission in the words of our text where Paul says, I have become all things to all people that by all means I might save some. Those are pretty urgent words. But if we read all the way to the end of the text that I read, we hear Paul say, I do all things on account of the gospel, that I may be a fellow sharer, literally, a fellow sharer of it. I do all things on account of the gospel, that I might be a fellow sharer of that gospel. And with that one verse, Paul has connected all the dots of his life, chasing after boat rides and trying to get away from people trying to kill him and enduring imprisonments and preparing his next sermon and all these things that were all these disconnected dots. Paul says, the way they all get connected is I do all these things that I might share, be a fellow sharer. Along with everybody else who's sharing in that gospel, a fellow sharer of the gospel. What does that mean? A fellow sharer meaning that he himself shared in the gifts of the gospel. What are those gifts? Forgiveness, life, salvation. Everything in life that I might be that sharer of those good gifts. For me, I need those gifts. Because without those gifts of Christ, I am nothing. With those gifts of Christ, I am a precious child of God. And then also to be a fellow sharer, meaning one who shares. One who shares that good news of Jesus Christ with everyone. We don't run away from the opportunities in life. When a parent has a child and maybe a grandparent passes away, you don't hide your children from that moment. You have them look at death square in the eye and you say, Jesus is going to raise this body. When somebody who you work with is struggling in life, you don't just say, I don't talk about those kind of things with people. You dig in and even feel the pain. Why in all these things that we can point to the cross and say, no matter what's going on, it's all about Jesus and how he has redeemed us and made us his own. We receive the blessings of the gospel so that we may share those blessings of the gospel. And with that expression, all of the dots have become connected. And when we are sharing the gospel, receiving the gifts, and then sharing those gifts with others, all of the dots being connected, we're creating beautiful pictures of the church being exactly what God has called us to be. Receiving the gifts, sharing them with others, it's what shapes us. It's what brings sense to our life. No matter all the twists and turns and the bumps and the bruises, it all makes sense when the dots are connected and we remember that we are fellow sharers of the good gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may it guard and keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.